Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Tuesday, July 27th. Today on Forbes, how equestrian teams and their horses get to the Olympics. 9 U.S. athletes are set to compete at the Tokyo Olympics across the 3 equestrian disciplines, plus 3 athletes at the Paralympics. But putting a team in the ring isn't as simple as putting 12 bodies on a plane. In all, the U.S. equestrian delegation in Tokyo will be made up of at least 64 people, and the number would have been even higher if not for COVID-19 restrictions. And that doesn't include the mountains of equipment or the real stars of the show, the 16 horses. It shouldn't be all that surprising, then, that even setting aside the contributions from the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee and the considerable costs shouldered by athletes themselves, the Tokyo Games are carrying a 6-figure price tag for U.S. Equestrian, the sport's national governing body. That money is needed for an endurance event that is just as astounding as the Olympic competition that follows, getting those horses and that legion of support staff halfway around the world. This year, the pandemic's impact on airlines left few freight flights available for the horses and sent prices skyrocketing, when a round-trip business class ticket to Europe for a horse and its kit normally costs $25,000. So in late April, the Federation decided to send their team's U.S.-based horses to Europe for their pre-export quarantine and then onward to Japan, rather than flying them directly from Chicago to Tokyo as originally planned. The flights themselves are a huge production, even under normal circumstances. First, the horses have to be taken by trailer from their farms to the vicinity of the airport, where they're examined by a team vet for soundness. When it's time to fly, they're walked for 20 minutes or so to improve their circulation before the long trip, and another trailer ride gets them to the horse export area at the airport, 7 hours or so before departure time. There, they are eventually given another health check and, using a dolly and a scissor lift, loaded onto the plane in jet stalls. For full coverage, check out Brett Knight's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.